Kenya had a presidential election last week. There was a declared winner, incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta, but the country is still on edge. Many were worried that the vote would spark the kind of violence the country saw in 2007 after another presidential election. So far, that has not happened, but some violence has been reported, and the Kenyan National Human Rights Commission says it's coming from the police. Reporter Brenna Daldorf spoke with someone who says he witnessed police violence towards protesters and bystanders in Kibera, a slum on the outskirts of Nairobi. But this isn't just any witness. He's Octo Pizzo, one of Kenya's most well-known hip-hop artists.
Last Saturday, Octo Pizzo had some tea with his cousin Olu. When they were done, Olu headed back to Kibera, the slum where they both grew up. Octo Pizzo went home and flicked on the news.
Sarah Kimani filed this report from Kibera.
A day earlier, the Kenyan Electoral Commission had named the incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, winner of a tightly contested election. The opposition candidate, Raila Odinga, says the election was rigged and he's going to court. Back in 2007, a disputed presidential election sparked horrific violence across Kenya. So this year, the government deployed more than 180,000 police ahead of the vote. But worrying things were being reported about the police response to opposition protests. Octo heard from friends in Kibera, which is a stronghold of the opposition, that police shot live rounds on Friday night. Still, Octo says on Saturday, everything seemed quiet again.
So I'm watching TV, then they started shooting again, now crazy.
Octo immediately thought about his cousin who had just left to go back to Kibera.
And I'm trying to call him and he was not picking. So I started feeling, was this guy shot on his way there or what's happening?
His cousin wasn't picking up, so Octo decided to just go there, on foot because he was worried the roads might be blocked. On the road into Kibera, Octo finally met up with Olu. They found themselves near a group of media clustered behind the police. Way on the other side were guys he knew from Kibera, protesting.
As long as they're not robbing anyone, they were just burning tires, which is a global thing when people are like demonstrating.
Octo says the police started throwing tear gas.
But once now the police started throwing tear gas, now people started throwing stones at them.
Protesters responded by throwing stones. Pretty soon after that, Octo says he saw police shoot live bullets into the crowd.
And when you say they shot live bullets into the crowd, was anybody injured?
People were shot. They shot a guy here in a bodaboda.
A motorcycle taxi. The man got shot in the leg.
They shot another old man in the shop when he was buying milk. There are photos. If you want to see them, we can show you.
Octo says he tried to talk to police. He thought they might listen to him since he's a well-known musician. No luck.
They just told us, like, hey, get away. You know, the guys are throwing us with stones, so what do you expect?
Octo stuck around until he got tear gassed. He's telling me about this a few days later. We're drinking milky chai in a little restaurant in Kibera. Kibera isn't the only place where this happened. Human rights groups say at least 24 people were killed by police bullets during post-election protests across the country, including an 8-year-old girl who was playing on her balcony. Over the weekend, the acting security minister, Fred Matiang'i, denied that police fired live bullets at bystanders. Octo says he's disturbed that authorities maintain police only shot a few looters. He wishes President Kenyatta would speak out more strongly against the police actions.
When leaders are not speaking about it, people think it's okay and the police think it's okay.
He wishes opposition leaders had spoken out earlier, too. Octo says people in Kibera are scared to go out, so he's working on organizing a food drive. He's been spending a lot of time there in the past few days. Even though he knows the place well, he says people have been worried about him going back.
Even my fiancé telling me, like, why are you going? Like, why do you have to go? I have my aunt telling me, why are you going to this place and it's dangerous now? Because I have to. Who's going to speak? So I should just keep quiet, and then when it cools down, I come up with some hit song and I expect the same guys to dance. These are the guys who made me who I am.
Recently, Octo spent a month in the United States. He says he saw people there struggling with how to speak out and what to say about issues of social justice. For him, speaking out isn't a choice.
You know, if you're here in 2007, or if you've ever been in a violent place, or if you've been affected with violence, or if you know a friend of yours who have died of violence, you can never keep quiet.
For the world, Brenna Daldorf, Nairobi.
Okay, whatever the kids say, when she speak, you listen. We want peace, but we keep fighting. What will leave us in pieces? Jesus.
Octo Pizzo there with his song New Africa.
Better we witness, but this is Africa Enterprise. We mean peace.